So let's take it, today's daf is daf mem dalet. So let's take it from around eight lines down or so, the two dots. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that kol sheyesh lamatirin, anything that has a matir to it, bein l'adam, bein l'mizbech, whether it's going to be for the adam, to allow an adam to eat it, or for putting the different parts of the animal in the mizbech, chayav la mishim pigol, there's going to be a chiv of pigol. So Gemara quotes to Brisa Tanner, Rabbanan, oh, einu mevi, elok yotzi b'shlamim. I would think only something similar to a shlamim would be included because the context of pigol is only with regards to shlamim. So Gemara says, "Mas shlamim, just like shlamim miyuchadim necham l'shayamim v'layla echad, just like shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night, af kol necham l'shayamim v'layla echad, so to anything else that's eaten for 2 days and one night would be bichlal pigol. What about something that's necham l'yom v'layla? What about something that's eaten only one day and one night only? Minayin, how do I know that's included as well?" So Gemara says, "Tam melomar mibasar mibasar. Anything else has kol shishiyarin nechalin. Anything that has leftover meat that will be eaten." So then the Gemara says, "How do I know something like ola shein shiyara nechalin that ola where you don't eat any of the part of the carbon? How do we know that bechlal pigla as well?" Tam melomar, the pasuk says, "Zevach any type of carbon." Minayin l'rabos ha'ofos ha'menachos. How do I know to include ofos ha'menachos that are not zvachim? Ad shani marbe log shemen shel mitzorah. That I'm going to even include the log shemen, the amount of oil of the mitzorah that's left over to be eaten. How do I know that's included in pigol as well? Tamalomar asher hey makdishim li. Anything that's kadosh to me, whether or not it's a zevach, a mincha, an of, everything, even a log shel shemen, all that's included in halachos of pigol. So once we establish that, the Gemara then says, V'asi nosar chilo chilo mituma. So then we have now a whole other topic for a moment, the isurim of nosar, of leaving something overnight, and the requirement of having to burn it. So that is another din that applies to all karbanos across the board. How do we know? It says chilo by tuma, and tuma certainly applies to all karbanos. It says chilo by nosar, so the gezer shava that nosar applies to all karbanos. And then the Gemara says something very interesting. It says, Asi Pigol, and we also learn Pigol that applies to all karbanos. Now remember, we just spent eight lines in the Gemara here proving that Pigol applies to all karbanos. So now the Gemara brings a different source that Pigol applies to all karbanos. It says, V'asi Pigol avon avon minosar. So once we've established that nosar is subject to, every carbon rather, is subject to nosar, because we learned the chilo chilo from tumah. Let's start again. Tumah applies to all karbanos. The gezer shava chilo chilo tells us that nosar also applies to all karbanos. Now we're applying a second gezer shava from now, nosar, and it says avon avon. So just like avon applies to nosar, avon also applies to pigol. The Gemara says again, vi aser pigol, vi avon avon mi nosar. Okay, so Gemara is going to ask in just a moment, how come we need two different drushes to tell me that pigol applies to all karbanos? One was based in the psukim above, it says mibisar shlamav, and then it says zevach, and now we're using a gezer shava of avon avon. Interesting side point, look at Tosus for a second, v'asi nosar chilo chilo mituma, and then after establishing nosar applies to everything, we learned a second gezer shava from a nosar, asi pigol avon avon minos. Everyone's following this whole this transition. So the Tosus points out here, Mikan have a matila medak. You could have learned from the sugi the following klal we learn later on daf nun, but this could have really been the source. The davar halamed b'gzer shava chozer umlamed b'gzer shava. The world of kachim gets very very tricky. We know saying davar halamed mehekish eino chozer umlamed mehekish that we saw earlier, but this saying something learned through gzer shava A, let's say taught B through gzer shava, B can teach C through a second gezer shava. That's something that's being allowed. That's what's being taught here in the Gemara as well. So now the Gemara asks the question.
Normally you don't say that?
Well, that seems to be a discussion on Daf Nun. So they bring a source that we do accept that, but they don't bring this Gemara as a Raya. The Gemara tells us it could have been a Raya as well, just as well as whatever is brought later on in Daf Nun. We'll see in a week from now. So the Gemara now says, wait a second. Mi'achar shesofo, yeah? Who said, okay, the fact that we accept this, the Gemara doesn't reject this. No. So the Gemara then says, Omi Achar, what?
We can do that, but not on the Gemara.
We could do that. What do you mean?
No, it's from the later generations, we can look at that and say, listen, the Gemara doesn't argue on it, so therefore we, nowadays, can learn from here that they don't. But the Gemara itself, who says the Gemara will say that this this Gemara we argues with this one, so we don't
know. We have to see. Gemara Daf Nun, I guess, we'll discuss whether there is another opinion to argue. So at this point, we don't know. We just know there's something to keep in mind. So then the Gemara says, Mi'achar Shosofa L'Rabos Kol Davar. So in the end, since we're going to include every type of carbon to the halachas of Pigol, so then the Gemara asks, so then Lama Nemar Shlamim, so why Shlamim as the model? Why is that the context of where Pigol is introduced if really everything is going to be learned in the end of the day? Shlamim Achatas Ola Of Mincha Log Shel Shemen. So the Gemara says there is a limit to be learned from Shlamim. What's that? Lomar lecha, to tell me, ma shlamim miyuchadim shiyesh lehem matirin bein la'adam bein l'mizbeach. Just like shlamim is something that has, there's a certain action that's matir, that you sprinkle the blood to matir the eating of the mizbeach or the eating of the adam. So af, so too, kol shiyesh lo matirin bein la'adam bein l'mizbeach chayav malen mishum pigal. So too, only other items, we'll see an exception in a second, but only other carbonos that have a matir to allow for the basar, to the carbon of the mizbeach, only those items are going to be subject to pigal. So Gemara gives examples. Ha'ola, with regard to the carbon ola, which is not eaten by Adam, dama, the sprinkling of the blood, is matir bisara lemizbeach. It allows you to place the meat, the flesh, on the mizbeach, the animal. The ora, the hides, go lekohanim. So that's, there's a matir. So that falls very nicely under the example of shamim. Olas of, an olas of, a animal, or rather chicken, a bird rather, not a chicken, a bird, that's an ola. Olas of, dama, the sprinkling of the blood, or the smearing of the blood of the olas of, matir es bisara lemizbeach. It allows you to place now the bird on the mizbeach. Third example. Chatas of, dama matir es bisara lekohanim. There, the kohanim eat the basar, so the smearing of the blood is a matir to allow the kohanim to eat the meat, the chicken, the bird rather. Parm hanisrafim, v'sir hanisrafim, these are karbanos which go are sprinkled onside the parochas and the mizbeach, which are the rest of it are, end up getting burnt. So these, the damam, the sprinkling of the blood, is matir es ha'emurein likarv, allows the emurein, the different organs, to be placed on top of the mizbeach. So these are all examples where there's a matir, which means it's subject to pigal. So what's not subject to pigal, says the Gemara? I'm going to exclude the komets. The komets itself, there's no matir for the komets. The komets itself is the matir. So all these examples are things that are not subject to being mutter, but they are the matir. As halavona, haktores, uminchas kohanim, uminchas kohen mishiach, uminchas nesachim, v'adam, all of these are not subject to pigal because they are not matir. They don't get matir or huttered. They are matir themselves. Then Rabbi Shimon says no. The reason why Shlomim is the model for Pigol is because of the following. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ma Shlomim, Miuchadim Sheyesh Bo Al Mizbeach Achitzon V'chayavim Alav. Just like Shlomim goes on the outer Mizbeach, not the inner Mizbeach, so to Af Kol Sheyeshon Al Mizbeach Achitzon, so to all other items that go on the outer Mizbeach are subject to Chayavim Alav Mishim Pigol. However, Yatsu Parma Nisrafim, to exclude Parma Nisrafim, Visirma Nisrafim, hold this she'ein al mizbeach achitzon kishlamim. They're not sprinkled on the outer mizbeach like shlamim, but rather on the inner mizbeach. So then these karbanos are ein chayavim alav mishum pigol. So that's what we learn from shlamim as the model of the pigol. Gemara now says four wide lines down. Amar Mar, we said above kayotzi b'shlamim. Right off the bat, the Brisa said, since we only have shlamim, I would think only things that are similar to shlamim would be subject to pigol. How do I know other things are also included? So in that first havamina, what does it mean, kayotzi b'shlamim mai nihu? What's the, what's similar to shlamim that would have been the only thing, had we not had an extra joshua, that would be shlamim and some other karbam that would only be subject, that only these would be subject to pigol? The Gemara says a bechor. The firstborn animal, behema tahora, it's a karbon, bechor, dinechal l'shteyamim v'layla echa, that it's brought, it's rather eaten for 2 days and one night, just like the shlamim. That would have been the only other carbon that would be subject to pigal, because they're similar in terms of the time frame. So ask the Gemara, b'may asi, how do you know, what would the lean would be to have included a bechor? You can't just say because they're similar, there has to be a drasha. So which mechanism would have been used? If you're going to tell me iba mematzinu, we're going to say iba mematzinu, which is like just like you find by shlamim, so to you find by bechor. That's not a very strong limud, because then you could have a question. Ikla mifrach, there is room to ask ma l'shlamim shehin teunin smicha b'nisachim utnufas chazev esho. that Shlamim has all these other restrictions, that you have to do smicha on the Shlamim, and you have to accompany it with the nesachim, the wine, and you have to shake the chazei v'shok, and the different parts of the animal that end up going to the Kohanim. So since they have all these restrictions, maybe it has a restriction of pigul as well. Doesn't mean you could necessarily carry it through to Bechor. Now as a side point, there's an interesting hakira that's raised in the Achronim, the nature of the tenufa. Tenufa, you take the shok, the chazev shok, and you shake it. You do a waving up and down, left and right. The Gemara tells the menachot it's to ward off all ruchos. What that means exactly, you have to figure out in the Rishonim. But it's the lashon is to ward off the ruchos. I forget exactly the Hebrew language that's used. Ruchos Raus, it calls it, yeah. So the Gemara then says, rather, the Achronim asked the question, is this tenufa a din in the karban, or is it a din of matnos kahuna? The chazev shok, these parts of the animal, the shaman, go to the kohen. So is it required that the anything that goes manos kuna, anything, but it's because the manos kuna require a tenufa, or the carbon requires a tenufa. So it doesn't, I'm not sure any nafkaminas necessarily, but he brings a rye, they bring a rye from this Gemara, the fact that they seem to say tenufa, chazei v'shok is a din in the carbon shlamim, and not a din in the manos kuna. Okay, conceptually we can understand the differences, I'm not sure what the nafkamina would be. Okay, the Gemara now says as follows. So now, again, what would the mechanism be to have included Bechor and no other animal with the halachas of Pigel? So the Gemara says as follows, that it must be Ela me'im he'achal yo'chal, the Pasuk says. When it comes to eating im he'achal ye'achal, mi'bizar zevach shlamim, I'm reading the side for a second, mi'bizar zevach shlamav, b'yom ha'shlishi lo ye'ratza. The double lashon im he'achal ye'achal would seem to indicate what? So the Gemara says, honey trei klali, dite klal uprat uklal. What's a prat klal? Prat klal, prat klal. So Rashi explains here. Look at Rashi around seven narrow lines up. Heachel klal mibsar shlamim is a prat. Is a specific a detail, an example. And yeachel chazer klal. So it's a klal u prat u klal comes to include similar things to the prat, which would be bechor. Now the obvious question is, if you look at the pasuk, it says im heachel yeachel mibsar zevach shlamim. The two klal are next to each other. The typical structure of a klal, prat klal, is there's a klal first, then a detail or an example, then a second klal at the end. But here it's klal, klal, and then there's a prat afterwards. That's not a klal, u prat, u klal. So Gemara asks this question. Gemara says, wait a second. That honey tre klali de smicha hadadininu. The klal are next to each other. That's not a klal, u prat, u klal. So Gemara says, we find this several places in Shas, Amarava, Kidamri b'ma'arava, like they would say in the West, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael. Kol makom she'atamoti shnei klalos hasmuchon zelazeh. Whenever you have two klalos, two principles, two generic statements adjacent to each other, you're able to heitel prad b'nem. You could stick the detail, the example between the two, into that sandwich, and then you could judge it as vedonam b'chlal uprat. So that was the Havamina. How do you know? Why would you have thought to include Bechor as the only other example of Pigel? Because Klal uprat uklal. Had not been for those Pesukim that included Basar, included the Chatas, and then the other words of Zevach, we would have thought only Shlamim and Bechor. We of course reject that because we say that Pigel applies to all Karbanos across the board. So Gemara now says in the two das, Ad Shani Mar Belog Shemen Shel Metzorah. So the brides end up including all carbonos, even the oil from the mitzorah. Now it's important to understand when it comes to log shel shemen of the mitzorah, log shemen shel mitzorah, there are a few different stages. There's first the sprinkling of the blood. There's this zrikas hadam of the carbon asham, but there's also what's called the matnos of the shemen, the oil. You sprinkle the oil seven times in the parochas, then you put it on the bohones, the thumbs of the mitzorah, and then the remaining shemen is eaten. That's the basic background of the shemen versus the dam. So the Gemara now says, Hamani, who is the one who holds that log shemen shel mitzorah is subject to pigel? It must be the opinion of Rebbe Meir. How do we know? The Tani, the Brisa, teaches us that log shemen shel mitzorah chayavim alav mishum pigel divrei Rebbe Meir. Very clear statement in Rebbe Meir's name that shemen is shel mitzorah is subject to pigel. The Gemara says, the problem is, Eima Seifa, look at the end of the Brisa that we saw above. Which are the examples that are not included to Pigel? Motzi ani, I'm going to exclude Minchas Nesachim, Vadam, and that goes like Asin Lirabbanan, because Rebbe Meir thinks that these things are actually subject to Pigel. How do we know? The Tani, the Brisa, tells us that Nischei Behema, Chayav Male Mishum Pigel, Mipnei Shedam HaZevach Matiran Likarev Divei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds that Nesachim are subject to Pigel. Why? any item that has a matir to it is subject to pigal. So when you put the nisachim, the wine, on the mizbeach, after you've done the zrikas dam of the behema, so then you pour the yai nesach down the little tube. There's a little hole next. If you go up the ramp, just to give us a thing, I'm coming from the east. Behind me is the east. South. The ramp is from south. You're going up the ramp towards the north to the mizbeach. On the left side, which is going to be the west now, is these two holes. One was for the mayim, one was for the yayin. So you pour the wine down that little pipe. So when is that permitted? Once there is zrikas dam, that's now matir to pour nisachim. Anything that has a matir to it is subject to pigel. So Rabbi Meir holds that nisachim is subject to pigel. So how could you suggest he's the author of the brayso alone? The brayso says nischei behema is not subject to pigel. So there's a stira. So the Gemara says, just continuing this brayso, Amrulo, the Chacham say back to Rabbi Meir, how could you say nischei behema is subject to pigel? Valo adam mevi es zvachav hayom. A person, in theory, could bring his carbon today. He's got 10 days to bring the nisachim. Nisachim have nothing to do with the behema. They're so divorced from the behema. So how could you say that the zrikas dam is matir the nischei behema? In which case, the Chacham hold that nischei behema are not subject to pigel. So says Rabbi Meir back to them, Amar Lehen, Rabbi Meir, Afanila Marti, I don't say this Elaim Ban im Hazevach. I only hold that Nischei Behema are subject to Behema when you bring the Nisachim the same day, the same time as the Behema. But if you do bring it separately, which I agree you're allowed to, then Nischei Behema would be viewed as independent and not subject to Behema, to pigel. In the end of the day, we see though that Rabbi Meir holds that Log Shemen Shematzorah is subject to Pigel, and Nischei Behema is subject to Pigel, but our Braisa says is Mechalik. The Braisa says only Log Shemen Shematzorah is subject to Pigel, but Nischei Behema is not subject to Pigel. So who authored our Braisa above? So Zakt Gemara now, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Hamani, who authored our Braisa? I'll tell you who. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is the one who authored the Braisa. How do I know? The Amar, he holds Log Shel log shemen shel mitzora matnosav sharilu, and umid matnosav sharilu matnosav mifaglele. What's he saying here again? So Rabbi Meir is the one who holds. Look at Rashi, three wide lines down. It says Amar of Yosef in the middle of the line. Rebbe, the savar la karabanan. Really, Rebbe holds like the rabbanan. The whole ve'efshe lahavi nisachim la'achar zman. Since you're allowed to bring the nischei behema after some time. Ein dam hazevach mefaglin afilu heviu imo. So the blood of the zevach is never mefaglit. Even if you bring the nisachim, you're accompanying the karbanos with the nisachim that day, it's not subject to any pigel. That's the position of Rabbanim, and Rebbe holds that way. So how come by log shemen he holds that it is subject to pigel? Rashi explains, the log shemen nami hadikatani nami pigel lo shehe dam ha'ashim mefaglel. Not that when you sprinkle the blood of the carbon ashim, is that then mefaglel the oil? No. Ella matno shemen atzma. When you use the oil itself to do the sprinklings, shemazimi menu sheva hazals bifnim. When you do the seven sprinklings of the oil inside the Beit HaMikdash, hey mefaglen osam, that's when it's mefagel the remaining shemen. Im hazeh al manas lechel shira v'chutz lizmano. If when you do the matanos of the shemen itself, with the machshav of eating the leftover shemen outside the zman, that's when it will be subject to the lachas of pigel. So the Gemara says, how do we know this? So the Gemara makes an assumption. Let's look back inside again. It says five lines up. First words on the lines of Yosef. Rav Yosef, Hamani, Rebihi, Damar Log Shemen Shematzora, Matnosav Sharilu. So that's a statement we find clear. It's a next statement that's a jump. So what do we find clear? That the Shemen Shematzora, the Matnosav, the sprinkling of the oil, is Matir, is Sharilei, eating the leftover oil. That's a clear statement. Here's the jump, though. It will be the Matnosav Sharilu. So if we say that the sprinkling of the oil permits the eating of the remaining oil, then also matnosa mefaglilu must be that the sprinkling of the oil could also, this is the jump, could also be mefagel the leftover shemen. So the Gemara says the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, log shemen shel metzora mo'alin bo ad sheyizro kadam nizra kadam lo nadin v'lo mo'ilim. That's position one. that the oil of the Mitzora, there's an Isser Me'ilah. We know you can't get any Hana from anything that's Kadosh in the base of Migdash. The Shemen was Kadosh, so to get any Hana, you'd violate Me'ilah, you would owe a carbon. But there's a certain point, the Gemara tells us that once a person is completes the mitzvah, nigmar mitzvasa, there's no longer a violation of me'ilah. So the Gemara says, at what point are you no longer getting me'ilah if you get benefit from the oil? Once you've done zrikas dam, according to the Tanakhama, they sprinkle the blood of the carbon ashram, there's no longer an iser of shemen. It's lo nenin v'lo mo'alin. Lo nenin lo mo'alin means there's no iser deraisa of me'ilah, but at the same time there's an iser midirban lo nenin, and we don't allow you to get hana. But that's only an iser midirban. Iser me'ilah goes away the moment you've sprinkled the blood. But Rebbe, which is why we want this price, the Rebbe holds, Rebbe Omer, mo'alin ad shi'itena matnosav. The oil is aser to benefit from until you've done not only the sprinkling of the blood, but also the sprinkling of the oil itself. So that's the position we have. So he holds that the matnosav of a shemen is significant. So then the Gemara just finishes off the brisa. Vishavan, they both agree. She'asa be'achila. Lemaisa, though, even though the rest of the oil is permitted after you've done the matnosav, lemaisa, they say, Rashi says, midirabanam, it's still asa to eat the oil. Ad shi'itein matan sheva u'matan behonos. They require not only that you do the seven sprinklings of oil in the inside, but you also have to do the placing on the thumbs of the mitzvah. They say, wait a little bit further, wait a little bit longer, midirabanam. So either way, we see that clearly Rebbe holds that matnosav of shemen is matya, the rest over shemen. And once we give significance to the matnosav of the shemen, we think it's also subject to pigel then. And the Gemara says, wait a second, that's a big jump. Last line of the Amud here. Amru kame di Rebbe Yirmiyah. They said this the whole Shaka Vitaria in front of Rebbe Yirmiyah. Amrar, he wasn't very pleased. He says, Gavar Rabak Rav Yosef Lema Kiya Milsa. You think Rav Yosef would say such a thing, that just because Rebbe thinks that the Matnosav is permitting the oil to be eaten doesn't mean that Matnosav is also subject to Pigel? How could you make such an assumption? So the Gemara explains on the top of Amud Beis. It's a little bit confusing now, if it's not already confusing. So the Gemara says, Hare Log Haba Bifnei Atmo. When the log comes on its own, it doesn't come at the same time with the carbon ashram, you can bring it separately. L'chuli alma, everyone agrees, matnosav shari lo. So let's say you brought carbon ashram at one point, and then you only brought log of shemen separately, so clearly the zrikas dam of the carbon ashram is not going to permit oil, because you're bringing them separate times. So when you bring the log shemen separately, everybody agrees, what ma'isa allows you to eat the rest of a shemen? It matnosav shari le, it's the sprinkling of the oil that allows you to eat the remaining oil. Below mifaglin le, and everyone else agrees, it's not subject to pigel either. And Rav Yosef cannot argue on this. Everyone holds this way, that even though it's permitted through the matnosav, it doesn't get pigel. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us, Log shemen shel mitzora chayav malav mishum pigel mipnei shedam matira la bahonos divi Rebbe Meir. When is a log shemen of the mitzora chay mishum pigel? It's only because the dam, the asham, the dam of the asham is matir. So Amru lo, the Chum said back to Rebbe Meir, Valo adam mevi ashamo achshav v'log mikan v'adasar yamim. But isn't it very possible that a person could bring the carbon ashram today, and he could wait 10 days later to bring the oil? So you see that the zrikas dam cannot have any effect on the shemen itself. Amar lehen, the Rebbe Meir says, I agree to you. Afani lo amarti el beba im ha'ashram. I only hold this way when you bring the shemen and carbon ashram at the same day. So then the zrikas dam ashram is matir the shemen. They go hand in hand. But I agree to you when it's a case where you bring the shemen separately, so then it won't be subject to pigel. So this is a clear statement. The Rebbe Meir agrees that the matnosav is never going to be mefagel the shemen. So back to the square one. Where exactly, who exactly authored the brisa above that says on one hand, log shemen shematzora is subject to pigel, but nischei behema is not subject to pigel? So Ella Amar Rabbi Yirmi Eliolam Rabbi Meir. Really, Rabbi Meir offered this price above. Usami Mekan Nisachim. Let's remove the words Nisachim. When the price was listing examples of things that are not subject to Pigel, it was said Nischei Behema, it didn't mean to be there. Really, Rabbi Meir holds, just like Log Shemen is subject to Pigel, Nisachim are also subject to Pigel, and there is a level of consistency here. So then the Gemara says, that's all according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Amar Abai says, no, differently. Li'olam lo tesme, don't change the words. Don't remove anything. We know that Abai typically didn't like to change around the Shnayos or Brises. He'd rather to go some more creative logic and maintain the text as opposed to changing and editing the text. So he says, don't change anything. The Tana, he says, log haba im ha-shemen, when the log, the shemen, comes with the carbon asham, v'hu adin, when the nesachem habam im ha-zevach, when you bring the nesachem with the carbon, so that's when I hold it's subject to pigel. The Hadar Tani, and later on when it excluded, that was referring to nesachem habam b'fnei atzman, when the nesachem come independent on a different day than the carbon, and hu adin halalog, where the log shemen shematur comes on a different day, habam b'fnei atzman, then that would be an example when it would not be subject to pigel. So let me just review, coming out of this, Chacham hold, nesachem and log shel shemen are never subject to pigel, whether bringing it with or without the carbon. Rav Meir is mechalik. If you're bringing the log shemen or the nesachem the same day as the carbon, it is subject to pigel. If you bring it on a different day, that's when he agrees to the chachamim that it's not subject to pigel. Okay, the rest of the daf is a little bit easier, guys. Marnal says, quotes two dots from the Mishnah, Chatas ha'of dama matir es besar lekwan. We had the brayis that gave all the different examples of karbanos that are subject to pigel. So Gemara wants to know, minaha nimila, how do you know that all these things are really subject to the halachas of a pigel? So that these things are mutter. So the Gemara is going to go through all these different dinim. So the Gemara says, minaha nimila, how do I know? The Tani Levi teaches us, kol karbanam lerabos log shemen shel mitzvah. So what's the pasuk here? The pasuk tells me on the side, where is the pasuk? Ze yelecha mekodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh kol hakarbanim lechol minchasam lechol chatasam lechol hashamam asher yeshivu li kodesh kadoshim lecha yehul v'necha bekodesh hakadoshim tochalenu kol zachar yochal also kodesh yelach. So these are examples of things you're allowed to eat. So we're going through a whole list of things. How do you know you could eat these items? The pasuk says, kol karbanim. All karbanim. What's that coming to include? The rabos, even the log shemen shematara, that you're supposed to eat it. It's in a mitzvah sachila. I would think only things that are left over from the ish. The pasuk says the shemen doesn't go on the mizbeach, so maybe it won't be subject to this heter of eating it. Kamashlan kol, even those which don't go on the ish, don't go on the mizbeach, kamashlan are also permitted to be eaten. L'chol minchasam, what does that teach me in the pasuk? It says l'rabos minchas omer minchas akanos, that these also are permitted to be eaten. I would have thought v'achlu, the pasuk says v'achlu osam asher kufar behem, only those that have a kapara. But the minchas omer and the is lahatir, it's coming to be matir the chadash and asya. Uminchas kanos levar avon kasya, the minchas kanos, this week's parsha, yesterday's parsha of the sota situation, that is coming to matir, an individual, there's no kapara involved, so maybe you would have thought only things that are subject to kapara, as the pasuk describes, it says again, it used the word of kapara, kupar behem, these things are not subject to kapara, maybe there is no heter to eat them, kamash milan, these are also mutter to be eaten, there's a mitzvah to eat them. So then the Gemara says, L'chol chatasam, what's that coming to include? L'rabos chatas ha'of, to allow the shechting of an animal, of a bird. Sa'akadai techamino would think, nevelahi, why is it nevela, the chatas ha'of? Malika. Malika is not a kasha shechita for us, for chulin, it doesn't work. That'd be like killing an animal, shooting an animal in the head, that would be a nevela. You can't eat a nevela. But in the base of Mikdash, they cut it with his nail, the Kohen cuts it with his nail, it's a malika, and maybe you shouldn't eat it since that's a nevela out of the base of Mikdash, kamash malon, that can be eaten as well. Now there's a very interesting chakira that the Asma Darais or Yosef Engel talks about among many achronim. When we say that the Kohen may eat from the malika, does that mean that the malika is, it's really a nevela, but there's a heter to eat nevela? Or no, malika hishchitaso, it's not even a nevela, it's completely mutter. The Gemara has a few places, it's interesting, a klal, that the sar hamishalech that's thrown off the cliff, the Gemara says, shchita dichiyaso zu hishchitaso, the pushing off, that's called the shchita. What do you mean that's called the shchita? It means it's not considered a nevela afterwards. So this is a similar thing. The melikasa zuhi shchitaso. So again, does that mean it's not a nevela? Nafkamina, a person who eats nevela is metame. He becomes tame. So would he be metame if he ate it or not? Or is it only a heter for kohanim? But let's say someone outside a kohen eats it. Would he be metame? He's not allowed to if you're not a kohen. It'd be an iser. But would it create tumas nevela? Or no, it's not tumas nevela. It would just be an iser for someone else eating kachim for being a zar. So that's a inching chakir they have within the achronim. Yeah, I don't know the different parts of it, but yeah. Yep.
It's like doing the belt made out of
Shadness.
Right. So that's my
right. I don't remember them taking yeah. what the Matnas Kahuna ever mentioned the Matnas Kahuna from the bird. The bird is torn to pieces.
Yeah,
and the wings are ripped off, the heads are ripped off, the whole thing.
Yeah, we'll have to look up in the Rambam, I guess.
They throw it out on God. They think it's great thing, burnt on those bands. Burnt outside, it's like a whole thing.
Alright, we'll have to look at the Rambam for the various details. I don't know. The Gemara then says, what we learn from the Pasuk, L'chol Ashamam, the Rabbos Ashim Nazir, Vashim Mitzorah, that the carbon Ashim brought by the Nazir, the carbon Ashim brought by the Mitzorah, that's also eaten. I would have thought, L'hach Shekas, these things come to be Matir, the Mitzorah back into the Machne, to Matir the Nazir, to eat, to drink wine. So maybe these are not subject to the Pasuk of describing Kapara. Kamashmalan, these are also included of Heter Vachila. Asha Mitzora Behed Yaksive. There's a Mefurish Pasuk that allows you to eat the carbon Asham. You don't need a special drasha to include it. The Pasuk says by the carbon Asham, where's that Pasuk? It says, not sure. The pasuk is by the Kohen. It says ki kechad as ha'ashem hu la'kohen. The Kohen eats it, so you don't need to have a drasha to include the heter of eating a carbon ashem shel mitzara. So Ella Gemara says you're right. The rabbos ashem nazir ki ashem mitzara. To come to include that even a carbon ashem nazir is mutter, just like an ashem mitzara is mutter as well. So then the Gemara says, Asher Yashivu, what they're coming to include, Ze Gezel Ager, to include that the Gezel Ager, that with the Gezel, the Ger, you steal from a Ger, the Ger dies, you can't return it to him, he has no Yorshin to return it to, so it's a carbon, the whole parsha in the Torah you return to, that's allowed to be eaten as well. L'chahu, Shechoye, Afula Kadesh Esaisha. These things you could even use, not only for yourself, but even to marry a woman, to use it as something that you own, as your mamon, to marry off a woman. Okay. Okay, that's I think only going back in the Gezel Ager, right? Only Gezel Ager is the heter. All the other things are really kachim, you have to eat it. But the Gezel Ager, that the Kohen keeps the money for it, that is something he can use for himself any purpose he'd like. What?
Yesterday's.
Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Tudats Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he says as follows, Pigel bedavar nasi b'chutz, Pigel. B'davar nasa b'fnim lo pigo. Only things that are going outside, which is the azara, the outer mizbeach, are subject to pigo. But that which is done within, inside the heichal, the mizbeach apnimi, and the parochas, all those are not subject to pigo. So the Gemara goes on to explain. Eketa hayomid b'chutz. Let's say the guy's outside standing, which means the azara in this case. Rashi says, v'amar, he says he's doing the shechita. Areini shochet. I'm shechting the animal in the azara. Lahazos midamo lemachar. To sprinkle the blood which goes on the paroches tomorrow. Now the dhamma here is lefnim lo pigol. That's pigol. Why? Shemachshava b'chutz b'davar nasa b'fnim lo pigol. Even though he's thinking while being outside, it's a thought about that which goes on b'fnim. Everything has to be b'chutz. He has to be outside and think about outside. An opposite example, which also is not pigol. Hayomid b'fnim, he's standing inside this time. V'amar, he's doing the sprinklings on the parochas like he's supposed to. But he says, Amar Harini Maze al Manas Lahakti Emurim, I'm sprinkling inside, but having in mind when I'm supposed to do the Emurim outside of the Mizbech HaChitzon, and Lishboch Shiraim Lamachar, and to pour the blood on the outer Mizbech like you're supposed to, but you have in mind to do a Lamachar after this man, that's also Lo Pigel, because Shemach Shava Bifnim, here this thought was while standing inside B'davar Nas B'chutz about an item outside. You're missing one element. So what is the case of Pigel according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Aval haya omid b'chutz. To be standing outside. And Amar, hayreini shochet, he's shechting while standing in the Azara. lishpoch shirayim lamachar, to pour the blood, the remaining blood, on the outside mizbeach like he's supposed to, but he has in mind to do it outside the zman, lamachar. Or, lahakdei murim, to be makdir the organs on the mizbeach achit on lamachar, that would be a case of pigol, because he's thinking outside about something outside. Shemachshava b'chut, b'davar hanase b'chut. That's a very interesting Rashi here. Rashi says, where's that line here? He's talking about the sprinkling of the parochas. There's a dik they make from Rashi that do you view the sprinkling of the on the parochas as a type of mizbeach or not? So there's a dik from Rashi to be made that he seems to imply that the sprinkling on the parochas is like sprinkling on a mizbeach, has a din of a mizbeach. There's almost like a third mizbeach there on the parochas, and they point out that Rashi here in Zvachim goes against a Rashi that appears in Maseches Menachos. They seem to have a steer whether parochas is a din of a mizbeach or not. Gemara now says last 10 lines of the page here, Amir Bishu ben Levi. Micro, what's the pasuk? What's the pasuk mean when it says, Kasher Yuram Mishur Zevach Hashlam? And the pasuk says, when you lift up from the shore of the Shlomim and you're makdir al mizbeach, v'chima lamanu, what are we learning? Mishur zevach hashlam miyata. What's the drasha of this pasuk? A very strange pasuk. So Gemara says we're learning the following din: elamakish par koin mishiach l'shor zevach hashlamim. We're learning the following din of the this pasuk. By the way, is in the context of a koin par mishiach. When a Kohen Gadol violates an Avera, he has a separate parsha of the carbon that he brings. So how come they have the pasuk in that context of a par Kohen Mashiach? It talks about Shlomim. What's the connection between a Shlomim and a par Kohen Mashiach? So the Gemara explains, Mashur Zevach HaShlomim Ad Shumaseva Umach Shavosev Ad Mizbeach HaChitzon. Just like Shlomim is only subject to Pigol when he has all the Machshavos of the Chutz, Mizbeach HaChitzon only. So too, par Kohen Mashiach Ad Shumach Shavosev Umaseva Al Mizbeach HaChitzon. So the same exact din applies. Look at Rashi just to make this clear here. Rashi says four lines up. Malamanu lo mishlamim linen emurim. Harei af bezek kulon mifurashim chel v'klais v'yaseres. Ela lo ba hekish hazeh ela l'alami. What they're teaching us, al pigol shulamed b'chula kachim mishlamim, that pigol is learned from shlamim. Shlamim is the source of pigol. Ba l'amedcha, to teach me, al elu she'ein pigol noag b'hen ela kishlamim. Mashlamim ein pigulin ela al masa avoda chitzonios, machshavas achilas achitzonos. That only takes place on actions of chutz and machshavas b'chutz. O mekabel, o molich, o zorik. These are all the types of avodas that are b'chutz. Al manas lechel basar, lishbok shiraim, and so on and so forth. Last line, kan ad shechashe b'avodas chutz, al achilas chutz. Machshavosav, machshavas achilaso, umasav avodahu, shavodah mechashiv. So too, when it comes to par kohen mashiach, it's only subject to pigol if everything was b'chutz as well. Let's just finish off the daf to the next Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rab Halacha Kerebi Elazar, Shamar Mishum Rebbe Yossi. That's how we paskin. This din of Rebbe Yossi. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava Hilchas al Mashicha. Who cares? Why are you saying how we paskin? This whole idea of pigol is completely irrelevant now because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. That's called Hilchas al Mashicha. Wait for Mashiach to come and tell us the halacha. What are you doing? Wasting time and word in telling us how to paskin. We could wait for Mashiach and Eliyahu Nabi to tell you how to paskin. Now the Mitzvah Eisan and the Brisker Rav ask a question. Wait a second. It's relevant, Bezman Hazeh. There's actually an opinion out there in the Gemara we're going to see in a few days from today that Bizman Hazeh, there's an opinion, you can be makriv karbanos Bizman Hazeh. If you know where the makom mizbeach is, you don't need a mizbeach, you don't need a Beis HaMikdash. If you know where the makom is, you could bring karbanos there. So it is relevant, Bizman Hazeh, if a person of a kohen's mefagel on the Bizman Hazeh. So what the answer is, they point out that Tosfos holds that the idea of being makriv Bizman Hazeh, even without a mizbeach, is only with respect to the Ketores. Ketores is the only thing that you're allowed to bring Bizman Hazeh, but all other karbanos are not allowed, so in which case it is considered a hilchasa l'mashicha. The Rambam argues and says, no, afilu bizman hazeh, you could bring any carbon you want. If you know exactly where the makom mizbeach is, you could bring a chatas, an ola, whatever you want, you could bring bizman hazeh, in which case it is relevant, bizman hazeh, the halacha is a pigel. It's not considered hilchasa l'mashicha.
Which halacha are we specifically referring to?
The halacha of a pigel. That only machshava b'chutz, omid b'chutz. That Rabbi Yosef, that Bryce that we just saw. So they say, no, even for the Rambam who holds you're allowed to bring karbanos, only with respect to karbanos that go on Mizbeach HaChitzon. Zecha Pnimi, all those halachas are not allowed bizman hazeh. So we're saying the halachas of Pigel, this Bryce was talking about only Machshava Bechutz and Omid Bechutz. But in regards to Bifnim, it is relevant. It's not relevant anymore, rather, for the Rambam, because it's not that heter, bring karbanos bizman hazeh, only applies to Mizbeach Hachitzam. So in the end of the day, it's a good question. Hilchos al Mashiach. Why are you telling me how to paskin? It's a halacha that's going to be in the future. Mashiach's going to tell us how to paskin anyways. Eliyahu is going to tell us how to paskin. So the Gemara says, Amarle Abai El Miyata. That's the case. Kol Shchitat Kachim Lo Lisnei. Hilchos al Mashiach. Let's get rid of this whole Masechta. The whole Seder Kachim is completely irrelevant. Ella Darish Rekibol Schar Hachanami Darish Rekibol Schar. So in the end of the day, you should learn, and in Kabbalah Schar, that's the Heter. Of course, we learn Kachim, because of getting Schar. The Gemara at the end of Menachah says, not only getting Schar, but it's a little bit more extreme, that Kol HaOmer Chathas Kilu Hikrev Chathas, it's more than just simply learning, it's as if you're actually bringing the Karbanos. So the Gemara comes along to clarify, no, Hachi Kamina Lecha. I asked you, Hilchasa Lamli, what's the need to tell me the Lacha? May Enechanami agree there's an in to learn. Learn everything. You learn Havaminas, you learn Kashas, and answers. We learn everything, even those that are not relevant. My question was, why are you passing a Shaila here? Hilchasa Lamli, Lishna Achmina, others say, which is pretty much the same thing, but just said slightly differently, Armle, Hilchasa Halacha Kamina. My question was, why are you passing Shailas? Though I agree, of course, there is an in to learn all areas of the Torah. There's a fascinating Tosus here, which I'm not going to get involved with right now, but for those who want to look, Hilchasa Mashiach, he goes through many places in Shas where we do finally ask the question, and there seems to be, or rather where you should ask the question, they don't ask, why don't you say Hilchasa Mashiach? And they end up bringing, Tosus gives the explanation why each of those applications, there is some relevance, Bizman Hazeh, to that Yisod. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. I plan